Appendix C. Techniques for fratricide reduction in the desert. This appendix discusses techniques that soldiers/marines use to reduce fratricide in the desert environment. It first discusses the fratricide problem in the desert environment. Then it discusses briefs and rehearsals. The appendix concludes with a discussion incorporating fratricide reduction to the operation order. Fratricide reduction. The ability to engage forces at extended range and the lack of easily identifiable terrain features to control maneuver increases the risk of fratricide during desert operations. This is compounded by the tempo of large-scale combat in the desert, where maneuver forces can rapidly cover large areas of unrestricted terrain and occupy new positions unbeknownst to other friendly forces in the area. These factors increase the need for clear communication, easily understood fire support coordination measures, and an accurate common operational picture among all friendly units. Fratricide is the unintentional killing or wounding of friendly or neutral personnel by friendly firepower. ADP 3-37. Like other risks, commanders use the risk management process to identify fratricide hazards and then develop and implement controls. See ATP 5-19 for detailed instructions on integrating the risk management process into operations. Magnitude of the problem. Technological advances in optics, communications, and firepower make it possible to quickly engage targets or call for fire at extended ranges. However, the rapid pace and tempo of desert operations means that these engagements may occur before soldiers/marines can confirm whether a potential target is a friend or foe. Confirmation is further complicated during periods of limited visibility when sandstorms, blowing dust, or smoke obstruct the battlefield/battle space. In addition to relying on visual recognition, commanders use control measures to synchronize fire and maneuver and to prevent units from inadvertently targeting friendly forces. They also use command and control systems to promote a common operational picture that enables forces to know their own location as well as those of adjacent friendly units. Finally, units develop and standardize simple procedures for marking vehicles and equipment to aid in visual recognition from both the ground and the air. Reaction to fratricide incidents. Vehicle crews and teams take the following steps when engaged by suspected friendly fire. React to contact until the vehicle crew recognizes it as friendly fire. Cease fire. Identify self and attempt to make contact with the friendly unit. Use a visual recognition signal, such as smoke, to identify self as friendly. Units standardize visual recognition signals per SOPs. Report on the higher headquarters network, unit location, distance and direction of incoming fire. Protect soldiers/marines and request medical assistance as needed. Do not return fire after identifying the other unit as friendly. Units that mistakenly engage friendly forces take the following actions. Cease fire. Identify self and attempt to make verbal contact with the friendly unit. Use visual recognition signals such as smoke to identify self as friendly. Report on higher headquarters network. Unit location, estimated location of engaged unit, the type of fire, the target effects. After identifying self as friendly and receiving confirmation from the other unit, attempt to assist the unit with tactical casualty care, security, and casualty evacuation. Units that observe a friendly fire incident take the following actions. Seek cover and protect self. Report on the next higher network, the location of both units, the location of the incident, the distance and direction between engaged units, the type of fire, the target effects. Establish communication with engaged units and identify self as friendly. Use visual recognition signals such as smoke to identify self as friendly. once identified as friendly, provide assistance with tactical casualty care, security and casualty evacuation. Preventive measures. Incorporating composite risk management to reduce the potential for fratricide occurs throughout the operations process. The rapid pace of desert operations and the tendency for engagements to occur at extended ranges requires careful planning and preparation to prevent fratricide. During planning, commanders ensure controls are integrated into the scheme of maneuver and scheme of fires to prevent targeting friendly forces. When preparing for desert operations, units thoroughly rehearse the scheme of maneuver and ensure subordinates understand the location and mission of adjacent units and ways to distinguish friendly from enemy forces on the battlefield/battlespace. During execution, commanders control movement and adjust operations in accordance with synchronization matrices and timetables as units progress on the battlefield/battlespace. Afterwards, units assess the effectiveness of their preventive measures and identify how fratricide prevention techniques can be improved for future operations. Graphic control measures are critical to preventing fratricide and are used throughout operations to synchronize fire and maneuver in desert areas that lack easily recognizable terrain. Measures during planning, preparation, and execution. Commanders and staff complete measures to mitigate the risk of fratricide during desert operations. Planning. Commanders identify, articulate, and implement fratricide control measures when planning an operation in a desert environment. Fratricide prevention considerations during planning include clearly articulating the enemy's disposition, anticipated location, and most likely course of action. Identifying equipment and uniform that distinguishes the enemy from friendly forces. Clearly designating subordinate unit AOs. Establishing control measures to prevent units from mistakenly entering an adjacent unit's AO. Tying control measures and AOs to easily identifiable terrain features. Establishing restrictive fire support coordination measures, such as no fire areas, restrictive fire areas, and restrictive fire lines to limit fires around friendly forces. Establishing and briefing visual and auditory recognition signals, both near and far. Units preferably use recognition signals established by a common SOP. Using a graphic aid, such as a sand table, to clearly brief the mission and concept of operations. Establishing a redundant communications plan to include a common higher headquarters network or sheriff's net. Clearly briefing the ROE. Establishing intervals for communications checks and situation reports from subordinate unit. Establishing a means for ground forces to mark their vehicles for easy recognition from the air. Preparation. Commanders incorporate the following measures to prevent or mitigate fratricide while preparing for an operation in a desert environment. Conduct rehearsals, such as a combined arms rehearsal with all subordinate units. Conduct rehearsals on a full-size terrain model that depicts all control measures. Require subordinate unit leaders to walk and talk through their movement and tasks during the rehearsal. Conduct thorough communications checks between all subordinate units and the higher headquarters. Rehearse actions taken during a friendly fire incident. Rehearse casualty evacuation and medical evacuation procedures. Conduct back briefs to ensure subordinates understand control measures, near and far recognition signals, and the location and mission of adjacent units. Require subordinates to brief the ROE and escalation of force procedures during the back brief. Execution. During execution, real-time risk management is necessary to overcome unforeseen fratricide risks. The following measures are used to mitigate the risk of fratricide when executing an operation. Conduct communications checks and receive periodic situation reports from all subordinate units. Control subordinate unit movements by phase line or other established control measures. Adjust operations as necessary in accordance with subordinate progress, rates of march, and movement tables. Ensure regular communication between adjacent units. Use multiple imaging systems to identify enemy vehicles or equipment. Do not rely solely on thermal imaging systems as the resolution precludes accurate information. Graphic control measures. Commanders and staff complete graphic control measures to mitigate the risk of fratricide during desert operations. Graphic control measures are standardized tools that commanders use to clarify their intent, add precision to their concept of operations, and communicate their plan. As such, clear graphics can be an important measure for reducing the risk of fratricide. Commanders at all levels must understand the definitions and purposes of operational graphics, as well as the impact of the control measures on their operations. See FM1-02.2 for more information on graphic control measures. Confirmation briefs and rehearsals. Confirmation briefs and rehearsals are primary tools in identifying and reducing fratricide risk. A confirmation brief is a brief subordinate leaders give to the higher commander immediately after the operation order is given to confirm understanding, ADP 5-0. It reflects subordinate leaders' understanding of the commander's intent, their specific tasks, and the relationship between their mission and the other unit's missions in the operation. A rehearsal is a session in which the commander and staff or unit practices expected actions to improve performance during execution. ADP 5-0. Commanders consider the following when conducting confirmation briefs and rehearsals to aid in reducing fratricide. Confirmation briefs ensure subordinates understand their commander's intent, the mission, and the concept of operations. Confirmation briefs often identify areas of confusion, complexity, or planning errors. Confirmation briefs should require subordinates to identify the control measures that restrict their movement and fire. Subordinates brief both near and far recognition signals during the confirmation brief. Rehearsals extend to all levels of command and involve all key leaders. At the small unit level, company and below, all soldiers/marines and leaders participate in the rehearsal. Confirmation briefs and rehearsals ensure subordinates know where fratricide risks exist and what to do to reduce or eliminate the risk. Maintaining situational awareness is key to fratricide reduction. Units establish techniques for gaining and maintaining situational awareness in their SOPs. Techniques include monitoring the next higher headquarters network, conducting regular communications checks and situation reports with adjacent units, establishing redundant measures for accurately identifying each unit's location. Reducing the risk of fratricide requires a holistic approach to comprehensive risk management. The following measures are not intended to restrict initiative. However, units can employ these measures as appropriate to further reduce the risk of fratricide. Units utilizing the MDMP include the risk of fratricide in their running estimates. These risks and the associated controls are expressed in the operation order or fragmentary order. To prevent fratricide, units use a combination of traditional land navigation skills and global positioning system-enabled precision navigation devices to communicate their location to adjacent units. This enables units to synchronize maneuver, enhance awareness, and avoid fratricide. The extended engagement ranges common to desert operations require the rapid identification of vehicles and equipment. Leaders train their soldiers/marines on target identification using equipment identification cards. Soldiers/marines must be able to distinguish between friend and foe at maximum range using vehicle silhouettes. soldiers/marines maintain situational awareness and know unit locations, dispositions, denial areas, minefields, and contaminated areas. Soldiers/marines attend individual and collective fratricide awareness training. This includes target identification and recognition, fire discipline, and leader training. Soldiers/marines use a common language or vocabulary and doctrinally correct terminology and graphic control measures. Soldiers/marines recognize the signs of combat stress. Leaders take quick, effective action to reduce stress and maintain unit cohesion. Soldiers/marines keep the plan as simple as possible. The greater the variables in timing and movement, the greater the risk of fratricide. Soldiers/marines use SOPs that align with doctrine to simplify orders and foster interoperability between units without habitual relationships. Leaders periodically review and update SOPs as needed. Leaders provide subordinates with the time to adequately plan, prepare, and communicate with each other. Leaders establish a common primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency communications plan, all units taking part in the operation. Leaders co-locate command posts when possible, especially during complex or risky operations such as a passage of lines, gap crossing, or breach. Commanders establish and exchange liaison officers as appropriate. Commanders ensure ROE are clear and understood by all. Units conduct thorough after-action reviews on all fratricide or potential fratricide incidents. During terrain analysis, soldiers/marines consider how they can use the desert terrain to mitigate the potential for fratricide, while also identifying areas where the terrain may make fratricide more likely. This is particularly important when planning a defense and during engagement area development. Commanders ensure that fires into an engagement area do not put adjacent friendly units at risk and that battle positions are not sighted within a friendly unit's field of fire. When possible, commanders use terrain features such as hills or ridges to separate friendly positions and prevent fires from inadvertently crossing unit boundaries. Fratricide reduction to operation order. Commanders can thoroughly integrate fratricide reduction techniques into an operation order. See ATP 5-19 for more information on integrating risk management into operations. Concerning task organization, the staff answers the following questions. Has the unit worked under this task organization before? Are SOPs compatible with the task organization, especially with attached units? Are special markings or signals, for example, cat's eyes, chemically activated lights or panels, needed for positive identification of uniforms and equipment? What special weapons or equipment will units use? Do they look or sound like enemy weapons or equipment? Concerning the situation, the staff answers the following questions. About enemy forces. Are there similarities between enemy and friendly equipment and uniforms that could lead to fratricide? What languages do enemy forces speak? Could these contribute to fratricide risk? What are the enemy's deception capabilities and its past record of deception activities? What is the disposition of enemy forces? About friendly forces. When operating with FSF, are there similarities with the enemy in language, uniform, and equipment that could increase the risk of fratricide? Could differences in equipment and uniforms among U.S. armed forces increase fratricide risk during joint operations? What is the friendly deception plan? What are the locations of adjacent units, left, right, forward, and follow-on? Are there neutrals and non-combatants in the area? How experienced are the forces conducting the operation? Is this a unit's first combat operation? Will fatigue be a factor for friendly forces during the operation? Has an effective sleep plan been developed? Have units trained and are proficient with the equipment used during the operation? This is especially important for communications equipment and optics. What are the expected MOP gear requirements for the operation? How can this reduce situational awareness or the ability to communicate? Concerning the weather, the staff answers the following questions. What are the expected visibility conditions, light data and precipitation for the operation? What effect will heat and cold have on troops, weapons, optics, and equipment? Concerning the terrain, the staff answers the following questions. How can the area's topography and terrain either increase the risk of fratricide or be used to reduce the potential for fratricide? How do observation and fields of fire, avenues of approach, key terrain, obstacles and mobility corridors, and cover and concealment affect the potential for fratricide? Concerning the mission, the staff answers the question, is the mission as well as all associated tasks and purposes clearly understood? Concerning execution, the staff answers the following questions. About maneuver, are main and supporting efforts identified and aware of fratricide risks and prevention measures? About fires, direct and indirect, are priorities of fires identified? Have staff developed target lists? Have staff developed the fire execution matrix or overlay? Have staff clearly identified attack aviation and close air support targets? How will ground forces identify themselves to aviation assets? What fire support coordination measures have been established? Have final protective fires been designated? About engineer tasks. Are the locations of friendly and enemy minefields known? Are obstacles identified, along with the approximate time needed for reduction and breaching of each? About tasks to each subordinate unit. Have staff developed the direct fire plan? Are support by fire positions established with clear limits and fields of fire? About coordinating instructions. Will a rehearsal be conducted? What type of rehearsal will be conducted? Are direct and indirect fires included? Are appropriate control measures clearly explained and illustrated in the operation order and overlays? Have they been disseminated to everyone who has a need to know? What is the plan for using these control measures to synchronize the battle and prevent fratricide? Have target and vehicle identification drills been practiced? Do subordinate units know the immediate action, drill, or appropriate signaling techniques if they come under unknown or friendly fire? Is there a backup action? Concerning sustainment, the staff answers the following questions. What are the locations of combat trains, and is this known by all participating units? What are the locations of field trains, and is this known by all participating units? How will soldiers/Marines identify trains? Will vehicles be marked? Do medical and maintenance personnel know the routes between units and echelons? Concerning command and signal, the staff answers the following questions. About command. Are subordinate commanders familiar with each other? Have they rehearsed together and established communications? What command is responsible for synchronizing fire and maneuver? What is the succession of command, and how will changes to command and control be communicated? About signal. Do instructions include signals for special and emergency events? Do instructions include how to identify friendly forces to aircraft? What are near and far recognition signals? Are these common to the unit SOP, or have they been established for this particular operation? What are the primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency methods of communication? Who is monitoring each method of communication? Has a sheriff's net or another emergency frequency been established? What is the protocol for using the sheriff's net, and who is responsible for monitoring it? ATP3-90.99, MCTP12-10 Delta, 7 April 2021. By order of the Secretary of the Army, James C. McConville, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff. Official. Signed, Kathleen S. Miller, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army. Distribution. Active Army, the Army National Guard / Army National Guard of the United States, United States Army Reserve, Marine Corps, and United States Marine Corps Reserve. Distributed in electronic media only. Signed, Scott A. Garris, Colonel, United States Marine Corps, Commanding Officer, Marine Corps Tactics and Operations Group.